This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Four-man rush. Mahomes unloads downfield and tipped and intercepted. Azeez Al-Shaair has it off the deflection. Another pick, third of the game for Houston. Wow! Kelce could not hang on. Azeez got it. Hot potato pick. And the Texans have the ball in Chiefs territory again.
That's right. Wow, indeed. And for the fifth straight day after a game, it is a victory reaction Monday, man, in the great city of Houston, ladies and gentlemen. How's it feel?
Man, it feels incredible. Let's not dilly-dally around. Let's not parse.
All right,
here.
So let me set things up. Yeah. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610.
Get right to the bleep.
Victory reaction Monday. Mm-hmm. We will get right to the bleep, but I do always want to appreciate you getting involved because we love it. We love the conversation, and on a day like today, this is what it needs to be. 8-5 Houston Texans football team. Get involved. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, appreciate you to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams. On YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, the Twitch chat is 610 Houston. John Lopez, this is a Texans team that is 8-5. They have won five games in a row, starting with three games won by their backup quarterback. I think that the chance to, like, the percent chance on the athletic playoff simulator that we've kind of made into a pseudo Bible of our own of late was dipped into, what was it, like the 20s?
Yeah.
At one point, they now get this after winning this game at Arrowhead 20-10, which has happened many times. It's not anywhere near a score gone, just in case you were checking. 92% chance of making the playoffs, these Houston Texans. Can you think back to the various twists and turns, the near misses that got them here, having to scrape it out against the Jacksonville Jaguars, just barely by a field goal beating the Tennessee Titans, getting themselves to this place? There's a number of other instances where you can have that. Mm-hmm. And now this Texans team not only controls their own destiny for the playoffs, they've got a good shot of winning the AFC South again, and they look like the scariest mofos headed into the playoffs. Of anybody on at least this side of the bracket and maybe all the way around the NFL.
Yeah, you know why they do? Because they are. You know, you always hear this term, this phrase, well, you can throw the records out. Yeah, Texans are 8-5. Yeah, they're number 7 seeded in the playoffs. By the way, they are seeded 7th in the playoffs right now. You can throw all that out the window. Forget the numbers. Forget, all due respect, Reggie, forget the percent chances, the win probabilities, the playoff.
I will never forget the percent chances.
The playoff. Seriously.
How dare you?
Seriously, forget all that. This is a scary, scary team that can do anything out there. And that was a monumental win, not just because of what, but because of who. And that, to me, was my biggest takeaway. We saw the end of something last night. Yeah, I know there's going to be Chiefs fans and there's going to be people saying, oh, but Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes can get back to the mountaintop. There's no question about that. But that team, as we know it, is done.
Not this year.
The team, as we know it, is done. Travis Kelce was seeing ghosts. You just heard the hot potato thing. The receivers were seeing ghosts. They were getting their cleats knocked off.
At home, in
prime time against the Chiefs in that environment. That was the end of Andy Reid got shook, and we're going to get into that a little bit when we talk about the defense. That was the end of the Chiefs as we know it. I'm not saying they're never going to get back to the top. That was the end of something. You know what else it was? It was the beginning of something.
Ooh, okay. I want to do both of these things simultaneously, and I know where my feet are. I'm in Houston, Texas, the home of the Texans. Shout out to Slim Thug and so on and so forth. I'm kind of enamored. The scab is there to pick. Do we need to do the KC funeral?
No. It's part of the Texan story, but this is a Texan story.
Okay.
All I'm doing is framing it. You know, that was the end. It was theater. It was dramatic. It was drama. The empire has fallen. The empire has fallen in Kansas City. That's part of the story for me of what the Texans are building. I'm not going to say empire. It's way too early for that. But I thought we saw very, very clearly this is a team, the Texans, that is to be reckoned with this season and moving forward. That's why I say, you know, the whole throw the records out. I know what I'm looking at, you know?
Okay. I think the league know what they're looking at, too.
Yeah,
I will save the KC funeral for later. I do have the KC funeral on deck. I want to let you know
that. That is part of it.
But you said this was the end of something, and it was the beginning of something. And I would like you, if you could so please, extrapolate and expand on that. Because I see you on the text line, 408. Why are y'all getting so excited? The Texans have been here before all of this, only to be knocked out of the playoffs. That is a question that can be asked.
But this one feels different, though.
Okay, go ahead. This ain't yours.
Yeah, remember when Bill O'Brien led Houston Texans won, what was it, like 8 games in a row or 9 games in a row?
Yeah, they started 0-3 like this team.
Yeah. We didn't feel like this. Mm-hmm. I think, and to be fair, I think all of us were sitting here like, yeah, it's cool, but we had like a lot of questions.
Did you feel like this?
No,
I didn't.
I didn't. You talking about that last time?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
And
we knew it was kind of fool's gold.
Yes. And we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. The Texans are the shoe.
And that drops upon other people.
And they'll stick it right up here. You know what? And here's where I want to go with the Texans. You know, I said the empire has fallen. I don't care what anybody says. It has. They could still rework things and bring in some players.
You keep wondering. I got the KC funeral.
No. What I'm saying, though, is let's get to the Texans, though.
Yeah.
Yes, C.J. Stroud had an awful third quarter. Undeniable.
Well, you say C.J. Stroud. I think that the offense.
Well, the offense did.
Like, yeah. I would put that more squarely on Nick Haley when it comes to that. But, yeah, the entirety of the offense had a rough third quarter.
But ultimately, C.J. Stroud made Patrick Mahomes plays. This defense made Chiefs plays. This team, even though some early, you know, mistakes here and there and bad moments and unforced errors and all that, they got Chiefs breaks and calls ultimately. This is a team that let's just say it. This looked like the first hints of the torch passing. I really believe this. And
the torch passing.
Yeah, that's the thing that caught my attention where I was like, that feels like a coronation that you're doing of the Texans in this moment.
I'm not putting a coronation. I'm not putting a crown on them. But what I am saying is this. You guys know I've seen this squad and other Houston professional football squads a lot.
You have?
I haven't felt.
17 years on the radio.
17 years on the radio.
How many years?
No, going on 19 years on the radio.
My bad. I didn't mean to short you a couple. 19 years on the radio.
17 at the Chronicle.
Okay.
That's cute.
And then obviously an Oilers fan from way back when. I have never felt as confident about a football team as I feel about this one. You can talk about House of Pain and Warren Moon and my buddy Dan Pastorini and all
that. Had to put that my buddy.
And all that stuff, because he's probably listening.
Hi, Dan.
And all that stuff. You can put that all out there. I have never felt this good about a squad in this city.
You know what's funny? Because there are no Pender notes, but my Reggie notes, I actually did pretty well for what I thought on a Sunday night football I'd be able to do. At one point, I wrote down, and it was as the fourth quarter was turning over, I was kind of amazed that there has not been a point to this point in the season where I felt more comfort in the idea that D'Amico Ryan's message of it's about how you finish was going to demonstrate itself.
Yeah,
headed into the fourth quarter, this defense made it abundantly clear. Like, even with the offense coming off of a third quarter where the offense was abysmal, I'm willing to use a word that harsh. That was an ugly, ugly third quarter that we will talk more about for this offense. But I was like, yeah, and even still, you're looking at a game where, yeah, this defense is not going to let anything happen, and the offense will find something to finish. What is the something? Apparently it's 3 yards and a cloud of gosh darn dust.
Yeah.
But it is something. And I think that filters into what you're talking about of, like, it might not even be definitely not the most explosive offense, or like it might not be this or that compared to teams of yesteryear. But the idea that when that moment comes, I feel entirely comfortable in what this team is going to deliver in that moment. I think that speaks volumes for what this team is.
Yeah, I'm not sitting here, Figgy, saying, oh, the torch has been passed.
It sounded like that for a second, honest.
I am saying this. The empire is done, that part. As far as the Texans.
This is for the first time in 9 seasons, I believe, they will not win the AFC South or AFC West.
Yeah.
That is wild.
But I am saying this. I think there's going to be a day, maybe in a few weeks, maybe in a year or two, where we look back at this game and we point to it and we say, that's when it started to change. That right there. You can talk about, and 3 weeks ago I was talking about, hey, this defense, you can win against anybody. And I believed it then. And I certainly believe it now.
I have a friend that tapped in from out of town that was like, is your co-host saying that they're going to be a Super Bowl team? And buddy, you have looked, you have just never wrong, just early, right?
Never wrong, just early. But so what I am saying is, like, because of this game, this was not a normal win. I don't care what anybody says. This was not a normal win given the circumstances that we just laid out. This defense, my goodness, of course, we're going to talk about that. But the biggest tell of the night was the Texans made Chiefs plays on both sides of the ball.
Dude, you used a phrase that is very similar to a phrase that I got from a friend who is also, funny enough, a writer. So it makes sense that your writer brain took you to this place. somewhere in the second quarter, I got a text that said, man, CJ is making plays that are downright Mahomesian.
Yeah.
And he absolutely was, right? Not to go back and rehash conversations that were had way too much and that in that organization never had any level of roots. But Davis Mills isn't making some of the plays that CJ making plays off off schedule was fantastic in this game. This was a very
throwing
good game.
Throwing across his body.
Dude.
You know, weaving it between two defenders.
Was that
a
53-yard pass where he's rolling to his right, throwing back across his body and, you know, having just an innate connection with the Nico Collins coming back to the football and making a huge play in that moment that was absolutely necessary. CJ was fantastic.
But also another Mahomes play is not just knowing when to do that, but knowing just when to throw it at the feet of someone. He did that some too.
Yeah.
You know, he was sort of like, not just, I'm just going to hurl it up there and see what happens. It's like, no, I think I got a chance here. Oh, I don't have any chance? Throw it in the dirt.
Yeah, live to see another day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I'm kind of struggling with the feeling I'm having because this is, again, you know, the word that keeps coming back to me is monumental.
Oh, okay.
You know, paradigm shifting. It was that kind of game.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel really, really confident now that you see who's at the top and the teams that were at the top a couple years ago, you beat?
Yes. Lamar Jackson is not going to make the playoffs more than likely. Patrick Mahomes is not going to make the playoffs more than likely. You know,
Buffalo.
Josh Allen, you sacked him 8 times. At the top of the quarterbacks at the top of the standings are, all due respect, of course,
Bo Nix,
Drake May, Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, think about the top three quarterbacks.
I think that's why I'm kind of, you know, I'm not there with the Super Bowl stuff yet. I guess because I'm just nervous about it. Mm-hmm. But when you name those three quarterbacks that up top, I'm like, man, I think they could beat them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the reason why is we have to come back to it. And it feels like sometimes it's hard to stay in this place because it feels like, all right, what else is there to be said that has not been said? But good golly, this defense.
Man.
There are so many things to appreciate with this defense. They've gotten finer. And it's funny because one of the things that gave me that confidence in the fourth quarter when I'm like, oh, the defense is going to handle it. It's not like, well, we've seen all the things that you can do and now we can game plan for it. Mm-hmm. The Texans come in. They're like, you know what we're going to do. Yeah. We know what we're going to do. But we're going to be so damn good at it that you can't do anything about it. And it's funny because on top of that, you can see the instances where they're better. The interior defensive line was bellissimo, right? The way that it happened. Because you could see Sheldon Rankins at times being very careful about, all right, I am very cognizant that this is a moment where we've gotten far upfield and this is probably where Patrick Mahomes tries to escape forward. And one of those plays late in the fourth quarter, I believe it was even Mario Edwards, who, as Patrick Mahomes steps forward, steps back like, all right, I'm disengaging because I know that this is a moment where it is now incumbent upon me to make a play. How about number four, Kamari Lassiter?
My goodness.
I don't, like, it was mentioned, I think, very briefly on the broadcast by Tirico and Collinsworth, and boy, Collinsworth, man, you just can't help yourself, can you?
That guy needs to put a sock on the door.
Right. He sounded dejected at one point.
Yeah, he did.
Kamari Lassiter was dealing with a foot injury during this week. I had a we had a conversation where we talked about the fact that I'm a little concerned with the speed element that this Chiefs team
can't
present.
Well, Rashee Rice isn't anymore.
Yeah, man. Like, I think Kamari might have gotten semi-got once, and it's not like they helped him out. He's out here with something in his foot and already being giving up a little foot speed. I think we can acknowledge to some receivers. And he is on it. He goes and gets an interception because he is in the right place and he is still every bit as physical. Like, that is fantastic play. You got three interceptions in this game. Your matchup zone shows up in the times when you need it. Big fourth down PBU by Derek Stingley running through the muck. Like, this was a fantastic showing. And that's talk less of Jalen Petrie being out here being the most destructive wrecking ball that is the nicest human being that you've ever met.
That's true. And you know the best tell, and I challenge you guys, and I challenge every single one of our listeners to tell me I'm wrong on this. I wanted the Texans defense to take the field. How often can you say that about your squad? Like, it's a close game. It's a one-score game.
Yeah.
And that's Patrick freaking Mahomes, who's done it a million times. And I was sitting there in the fourth quarter saying, I'm glad that I want to see this defense take the field. I want to see what they're going to do against this team.
Where does Patrick Mahomes rate all time as the quarterback that you want in that moment?
One, two, or three.
Like, he's not falling off the podium.
Yeah, yeah.
And even still, that matchup.
And did y'all feel that way?
Actually,
wanted him on the field.
This was the first time probably ever where I wasn't nervous that Patrick Mahomes had the ball.
Right.
Because usually I'm like, oh man, he about to march down the field and score.
Yeah.
But this is the first time where I'm like, I'm confident.
Bring it.
That was a long night for him, man.
And even in the context of this season, there's been times where, all right, defense on the field. Oof,
yeah.
Right. Oh, man, Tampa game. Oof,
yeah.
Right. Jacksonville. Oof. What is it, Bo Nix? Not today. Not against Patrick Mahomes in his house, right? Like, this was a performance where Patrick Mahomes, I got to pull up the stats again because there's a number of stats that illustrate to great degree just how fascinating the last few weeks have been for this defense. I think when it comes to Mahomes and Josh Allen combined, 38 of 67, 413 passing yards. That's two games with two of great quarterbacks. No touchdowns, six interceptions, right? Like, this is – or six turnovers, rather, five interceptions. And to have both of them in late moments go, yeah, no, we'll handle this up. We will stay on our – in fact, even better than the game versus the Bills, because the Bills were able to make a few plays and then you stopped them in the red zone. This one, it was like, nah, we're cutting the water off.
No, 100%. The Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen have a 44 quarterback rating against this squad. 44. Mm. I wanted to see him on the field. And that – for all those people, yeah, but we've been here before –
not like this.
Dude, you're preaching to the choir. I felt that every time. But I don't feel that
But
right
just
now.
Look at the field, though. Just look ahead of you. Like, the people that had, I mean, do you feel confident? You could probably, I know you lost to the Broncos, but do you feel confident if we had to play the Broncos again that you'll probably get this
exactly.
win?
Bo Nix, Drake May, he deserves a lot of credit.
Do you feel confident playing the Jags?
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
Although, this is a fun weekend to do it because Trevor Lawrence might have put up one of his best games of his career.
He did.
Yeah, they look like they rolling since that last loss to the Texans.
Hey, Josh Allen put up a great game before and after the Texans.
Houston made a cameo a cameo in Liam Cohen's actual post-game press conference. That is the level of I don't know, fantastic play that you've gotten from this defense and from this team. And now... for yet another island game, another instance where you're on the major stage, the Texans deliver on prime time. The Texans deliver in the cold. The Texans deliver at night. The Texans deliver at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium in a way that literally no one else has in the Patrick Mahomes era. That's 10 points for the Chiefs, which is the lowest outcome or lowest point scoring total from a Chiefs team under the Mahomes era at home. Like, this is unequivocally an incredible win, and you deserve to celebrate it as such. Your 8-5 Texans that look like they are bounding their way into the playoffs. In fact, they are currently, for the first time this season, inside the boundaries of the playoff hopefuls. And what a time it is to be alive in the great city of Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. This, like I said, this ain't like they getting all these wins but losing to the Chiefs or losing to the Bills or losing to the Ravens.
Yep.
Nah, you beat these teams, man, and right now you rolling.
281, most satisfying win as a Texans fan. Ooh, okay. 713-572-4610. Do you agree with that sentiment? I kind of want to think about that. I mentioned Liam Cohen, Trevor Lawrence. Those guys, they had quite a game themselves. Let's go around the AFC South to talk about some of the other things, because getting to the playoffs is one thing. Winning the AFC South, still in play. Let's talk about it next.
Yeah. This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a victory reaction Monday after your Texans take down the Kansas City Chiefs, probably end their possibility of making the playoffs, at least make it razor thin possibilities of them doing that with a 20-10 victory. Texans 8-5 now. Still, they now technically have the seventh spot in the playoffs were the season to end today. It doesn't. There's still a number of games in front of them that all feel very, very winnable. One of those in particular because of some things that happened this weekend. So let's do a little around the AFC South and talk about some of those things. And as you know, John Lopez, as you know, Figgy Fig, and as you know, dear listener, it's always a choose-your-own-adventure proposition. And so with that, choose your adventure.
Keyword adventure? Indianapolis is an adventure right now.
Buddy, is it? The Indianapolis Colts went to Jacksonville.
Is it an adventure or a roller coaster?
It's all of the above.
You can have an adventure on a roller coaster. In fact, I imagine that the ones that are the best do. Although, from their perspective, I don't know how if best is the right way to talk about it. They had a loss 19-36 in this game, in which Jacksonville definitely looked like the better team. However, I believe on their third drive, Daniel Jones goes down with an injury. Mm-hmm. I mean, to that point, Daniel Jones had an interception on the first drive, which I think is probably more of a Devin Lloyd really good play, the linebacker there. And we'll talk about that side of it because that's the Jacksonville side. But interception, then you have a fumble, I believe, on the second drive, if memory serves. Mm-hmm. And then Daniel Jones goes down with a non-contact injury well back in the play, in the pocket. And it was very evident that it didn't look good. He's pounding the grass, and everybody's attention looks bad. After the game, Shane Steichen says it's an Achilles and it doesn't look good, and we find out that is indeed a torn Achilles. Daniel Jones will undergo surgery, and now they find themselves in a circumstance where the schedule doesn't get any easier down the stretch. They no longer have their first-choice quarterback who was already hampered. The team is starting – the offense that had been so – that had been number one in the league to even to this point recently, but even if we want to say the last few weeks have looked bad for the first probably, what, 8-9 weeks of the season – that is now in jeopardy as Riley Leonard had to go in, and he didn't look all that great either in this football game. Man, the Colts not in really in a great place.
The Colts might be just, you know, you don't want to say too much, go down this road too much because of how they started the season, but they don't have their quarterback. You know, they clearly are out of the postseason picture now.
It's probably either Riley Leonard or Brent Rippon because Anthony Richardson is still on the IR.
And Rippon was on the practice squad. And they have probably the toughest schedule of the division remaining.
Yeah. I saw somebody say, hey, they should have took more, they should have been more focused on the backup situation. I'm like, that was the backup that went down. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
They brought him in to be the backup.
Yeah. So they are in a bad spot right now.
I think they kind of screwed a little bit.
Yeah.
Just off the quarterback position alone.
Yes.
For this season, they're pretty screwed. Because even if, you know, coming back off of IR, Anthony Richardson's there, confidence level?
Yeah, there is none.
And I have to ask the question. We didn't love the Sauce Gardner trade from an Indianapolis perspective when they made it. Two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell for Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner has had an injury. I don't know if that matters as much. But Daniel Jones is now injured, but it's an Achilles. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not a short-term injury. It's a long-term injury. He's going to come into camp, and best-case scenario, he's going to have a pitch count coming off of that. Don't have a first-round pick in either of the next two seasons. Is this already unequivocally an awful move?
Well, in retrospect, absolutely. I saw them working. You know, they felt like they had a chance. They didn't, you know, they wanted to make their run this year, and it blew up in their faces. I mean, it's as simple as that. But those two first-round picks, that's enormous because now they have to find a quarterback. They have to find a quarterback.
You're going to have to kind of find a tread on a quarterback at some point.
I don't know if they can afford that. I think they just end up in the same place that they were starting the season, which is Daniel Jones dealing with a little bit of an injury, but we'll see now. At least they know it can work if he is playing, but I guess to some degree because I think the question –
I think they do.
The question is, did that get figured out? Yeah. And then you have Anthony Richardson who's in the exact same place as he was in the offseason again, right? Like, don't know if you really like him. Don't know if he's progressed far enough as a quarterback. That's a nasty place for the Colts, mind you. Indianapolis's percent chance of making the playoffs per the Athletics NFL playoff simulator. 30%.
How did that happen?
With games against Seattle, the Niners, the Jags once more, and the Texans, of course, to finish this out here. So, by the way, if they lose against Seattle, it's a 25% chance, and it only goes lower and lower.
I think the thing is, I mean, if they were going downhill like this, you would probably want the Texans and the Jags to lose some games, but they ain't losing no games.
No, that's the thing. And the Texans schedule their next two games. You know, clearly, based on what we've seen and five wins in a row, should be very, very manageable. And then the Jaguars are getting hot.
All right, choose your own adventure. That's the Indianapolis Colts. They're 8-5, and technically on the outside looking in of the AFC playoffs, but remaining in the AFC South as we continue around.
Jaguar.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift.
Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, the winners in that bet football game, 9-4 now. This is 11 straight years of the Jags winning their home game versus the Colts. I don't think I realized that.
Because remember, that was a big, you know, stuck in their craw kind of thing.
Yeah. And this one feels different. Because as I said earlier in the program, Trevor Lawrence might have played his single best game in his NFL career. Now, if you look at the statistics, you'll say, Reggie, come on, man. Like, it did not look as if that was the case. In a 36-19 victory for the Jags, Trevor Lawrence threw for 17 of 30. 244 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. And you go, that's a downright mediocre stat line, or it's a fine stat line at best. One, he dealt with some drops, but two, he looked more confident as a quarterback than he had. Plus, it's his fifth best game by EPA per dropback, which I know you're rolling your eyes at, but he actually attacked down the field with his average depth of target being maybe like 4 or 5 yards more than those other games.
Right.
Like he looks confident. He was making plays off schedule and also within the structure of the offense. It was a really good game. Does this feel like this means anything to you, though?
Oh, I think it does. I really do. You have to give them credit. The Jaguars have scored at least 25 points in 6 straight games. First time they've done that since 2007. And you know, one of the great stats that we're going to talk about today with the Texans defense is that since that Seattle loss, they've given up 15, 18, 29, 13, 19, 16, and 10 points. An overwhelming points against, you know, performance by the Texans defense. That 29, Jaguars. Think about that. 15, 18, 13, 19, 16, 10. And 29. So you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit.
Yeah. But now you look at the Jags, 9-4. Liam Cohen absolutely deserves a lot of credit in this. He looked very good in his coaching. I think he made some fantastic decisions. And Brian Thomas Jr. looks like he might be on his way back to being a valuable player in the league. They still have the Jets, Broncos, Colts, and Titans. The Broncos are the one that you're looking at to hopefully do you a solid for the Texans if you want to win the AFC South, right? Because the rest of this season looks winnable for the Texans. In order to get that game back and obviously for the tiebreaker to kick in, you need the Jaguars to lose one. I think that you're looking for week 16 versus the Broncos. All right, finally, the Tennessee Titans. Oddly enough, kind of a bad game in a way. It's a good game, but a bad game. They get a victory against the Cleveland Browns, holding off a two-point conversion that would have tied the game at near the end. 31-29 is the victory. They gave up a little bit of that. The Giants now have the number one overall pick. They're both 2-11, but strength of schedule currently puts the Giants as the number one pick. We'll talk more about the Cleveland Browns in this game when we go around the NFL.
You mentioned that two-point conversion. That was interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting. However, Tony Pollard rushed for a career-high 161 yards and two touchdowns in this game, 5.3 yards per carry. It's a little concerning that Cam Ward was outplayed in this game by Shedeur Sanders.
Is it?
Okay.
Shedeur, you know, played well, and he seems to be gaining favor with everyone except his head coach. and I don't have any less confidence in Cam Ward. I think there's a lot there.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. Okay. Because I do think that the Browns have been in a rough situation, but they probably have better things around Cam Ward.
Sure.
If for no other reason, a coherent and cohesive offensive system compared to whatever is there after Brian Callahan left with the Tennessee Titans. But the Tennessee Titans seem to at least be able to come together, and they're still fighting in a way that's a little surprising for a team with the amount of chaos that's been there. And Jeffrey Simmons been standing up talking after every game. So they're still fighting, which I guess is some level of credit to them there. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the AFC South here. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, where, again, it could be this game, it could be at some point prior, but what moment last night or this season made you realize that this year is really different? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
C.J. Stroud in the gun. Woody Marks to his left. Nico short side left. Bunch formation right on third and goal at the 9. Here's the snap. Stroud, pocket collapsing, dumps it off to Woody, takes it across the 5, and in! Touchdown, Houston! C.J. Stroud to Woody Marks.
They blow the coverage.
Hey, that is C.J.'s first passing touchdown in the last few weeks, probably 3 weeks? Or
three games.
Starts, rather,
three,
I should say.
Yeah.
And that was the first touchdown of this game. One of those downright Mahomesian plays that it felt like you had from C.J. Stroud early on in this game. That is one of the scores that helped you get a 20-10 victory versus the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday on Sunday Night Football. In the cold, outdoors, on national TV, doesn't matter. W for your Houston Texans on this Victory Reaction Monday. And on this Victory Reaction Monday, we ask you, 713-572-4610. Question of the day, at what point last night or at some point this season made you realize that this year was really different?
That's a great question, because there have been moments even early in the year where you're like, and then they start to make their move a little bit. You're like, all right, so they might do this. And then there's moments against the Bills maybe where you see them sack Josh Allen 8 times. Last night there was a moment when really the game was just about in – well, the Texans had control defensively, as we've talked about and are going to talk about. It was when Al-Shaair got that interception against
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce was scared. Like, he knew what was coming. He had dropped a couple of balls for other reasons.
He went 1 of 5.
Yeah.
One catch on 5 targets in that game.
That was Travis Kelce, and I'm not saying he's a scared player. I'm saying he was scared in that moment. He is a Hall of Fame tight end that absolutely has been clutch over and over again. When things break down, when the Chiefs have faced situations like that in the past, Kelce mans up, bows up, you know, figures out a way, finds some room.
Even this year,
makes the catch, makes a big play. In that moment, he was scared.
Yeah,
this defense scares people like that. That's the moment when I went, it's just different, man.
Oh, and that's the back end of it. The front end part of it, that is a just as important piece of that. Patrick Mahomes is off on that throw.
Yes.
You look at that throw, and that throw was not in that perfect pocket. Now, to be fair, I don't think every quarterback is always putting in that perfect pocket, but you kind of think of Patrick Mahomes as placing the ball usually really well for Travis Kelce to have a better shot at it. That one's a little bit behind him because Mahomes is not setting his feet. He's stepping up in the pocket and throwing on the move because...
Well, maybe both ends of it are the moment.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm accentuating. I'm not taking away from what you're saying. Like, on the other side of it, at the same time, Mahomes can't get that ball into a great place, and Kelce is afraid because the front end is doing their job, pushing Mahomes off his spot and making him make a throw off balance.
Yeah.
And then Kelce, having to make a tougher play, is also worried about getting cracked on the backside by Azeez Al-Shaair. And ultimately, all of that leads to the third turnover of the day for the Texans. Just an absolutely incredible play. And interesting for you to note that as one of those moments. I put up I don't know if it's my ultimate answer, but that play that we came back into from break, where you have C.J. Stroud stepping up into the pocket and recognizing, hey, there's a blitz coming, or maybe not. Yeah, it's a blitz coming because the linebacker, Nick Bolton, basically looked up and saw, oh, okay, Woody Marks is blocking. I think that I'm just going to avoid this and go and see if I can hit C.J. Stroud. C.J. acknowledges that, sees it, gets the ball out at the right timing, soft enough for Woody Marks to catch it. Not to say that Woody Marks doesn't have good hands, but you know, the running back versus like firing that thing in there. Woody Marks, booty butt naked open, walks into the end zone. And I was like, this is a C.J. Stroud that is comfortable behind the line, even in, under pressure. As you mentioned, there's some instances where he even knew and was comfortable enough to throw dirt the ball and knowing, hey, keep the ball, keep it alive, let's go back and we'll live to fight another day. I thought C.J. Stroud demonstrated himself really good behind the line, even though I think the third quarter got a little dicey. And I can give Steve Spagnuolo and the Chiefs some credit. We'll talk more about that on that one. I actually do think that that was part of what happened there. But
do you have a moment?
CJ stepping into stepping even further into himself and looking at least in the first half, like CJ Stroud of 2023, the dude that we were projecting up forward. I think that changes the game a big way.
Yeah, I think the moment also was from last night, and this and I was talking to Reggie about this earlier. The car crash that happened on the field with Jalen Petrie. Just running through the stop sign and hitting another car right in the middle of the intersection. At that point, I'm like, oh, man, I think all of these receivers. And then at this point, you start seeing a lot of receivers just dropping a lot of passes, man. Even Travis Kelce, where I'm like, man, this defense is really getting to him now, man.
Really good one from the text board here. And I think this is a strong, in that moment, you realize things are different. That's the question, 713-572-4610. And by the way, I know a lot of folks are going into work or at work or whatever. Open another tab. Open another tab or on your phone, just to open that YouTube, because we're going to be talking about this all day
long. Just jump into YouTube. I think it's people in there just chatting it up and all
that.
That's
one of the best parts is I love seeing the conversations. I didn't want to do this because I'm not trying to like put nobody on blast, but there was very clearly a Chiefs fan in there mixing it up. And what a great day to be a Texans fan when somebody opens themselves up to ridicule.
Come in there. We ain't going to jump you. We ain't going to jump you. Just come in there, man.
You got a bunch of tabs open anyway. Just open that YouTube, put in your earpods, and and have at it.
They're having a whole nother conversation in there.
Yeah, and you can stay up to date on we got a lot to cover today. But anyway, this is a really good one in terms of what moment did you realize, all right, this is different. Somebody from on the text board said when they won the three games with Davis Mills.
That's a great one. That's 3-4-6. 3-4-6 took it to another place, which I really appreciate. They said first and second start for Davis Mills. When Davis said that Daniil had walked to him and told him, we're a good defense, we're going to get you the ball back, keep balling. Like, the level of confidence, gravitas, cojones, to be like, hey, man, you don't got to do that much. We got it, big dog. Just play your role. Like, and from especially from Daniil Hunter, who is the most quiet, the most, you know, like, just do your job type dude, to walk over and be like, show a little bit of bravado in that moment, be like, hey. You know we got over here, right? You could, big dog.
We don't care who's at quarterback. They could put a Goomba Wally back there.
And they might.
And they might. Hey, Stover.
Just don't turn the ball over.
Hey, speaking of which, one turnover in the last four games?
Hey.
Remember what I said was their offensive identity? Just don't screw it up. I stand by that. Just don't screw it up. Last night was a great example of that.
Last night was was the epitome of don't screw it up. And for a moment there, you were wondering if they would. Four straight three and outs in the third quarter. And I'm just like, come on, dude.
I'll tell you another moment for me.
Okay.
It still goes down to Travis Kelce because, like, that's Travis Kelce. That's Patrick Mahomes. But if I had to pick another one, it was the Josh Allen just undressing, man.
That was one of them. And I was going to mention specifically the third and sixth where Josh Allen drops, then tries to escape up the middle, and then from behind, Anderson Jr. flattens him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's done for the game the way that he's squirming. Now, of course, Allen is a tough mofo, and so he ultimately makes his way back in that football game. But for me, I am not afraid to admit that all of the, well, this team has had Josh Allen's number. I tend to lean more into the D'Amico Ryan school of thought that this is a new year and you cannot assume that. And inherently, that is a good dude, so you have to treat him accordingly. Apparently, they say, bump all that. We know that's Josh Allen, and we're his daddy. And that was one of those things where I go, oh, okay, it don't matter. Yeah. It don't matter who come in here, mm-hmm. right? Especially once this team had gotten their head screwed on straight, because obviously the Matt Stafford performance in week one was something else. But like once they had their head screwed on straight as a defense, it don't matter who. And that was solidified once again in this game with Patrick Mahomes, you know, not being able to, and the Kansas City Chiefs offense not being able to be the same boogeyman even that they had been yeah. in portions of this year, but specifically not in the past. I did appreciate someone on the text line, and I wanted to give them their props. They were like, since day one, I've been texting and telling y'all that they lost a couple rough games against some great teams. All right, go ahead and talk your talk. Yeah. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
Is there another moment that came up for you in your thought?
It's more of moments. Christian McCaffrey was a non-factor. I mean, I know he ultimately got some yards, a lot of them late and a lot of them cheap, but you're talking about a guy that always catches the ball and gets yardage, always rushes the ball and gets yardage. It's kind of like the Josh Allen of running backs. They just said, no, it ain't going to happen against us. You know, the McCaffrey game, you know, when they basically shut him down.
From the 281, did we really play the best versions of the Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs? Ravens, no. Bills, probably not. And Chiefs, no. However, Ravens don't feel like they'll be in the playoffs. Bills probably will. But again, you demonstrated yourself very good against the defense with this defense. And you handled them up pretty well, whatever version of them they are right now. And the Chiefs, again, you put them out of this place where it does not feel like they'll make it to the playoffs. Also, a great point made, because I don't want to forget this. It just reminded me. Someone said when you stop them on fourth down. And that is important, not just because, you stop them on fourth down. Patrick Mahomes typically makes those plays, so on and so forth. You know what the Chiefs have been on fourth down?
What?
The best team in the NFL this year. 21 of 26 to up until this game. You stopped them on fourth down when you needed the most.
That was stupid, though. I think that was another testament. That might be a moment. You made Andy Reid panic. You know, you made Andy Reid, he was shook. He knew that was his best chance and only chance to just try to do something against this defense. And by the way, Figgy, 979 said, Petrie did not hit another car. He ran over a pedestrian.
Well, I didn't want to put it like that. But.
And he had the care and concern that would happen if you hit a pedestrian. Because, Figgy, you were mentioning it.
Yeah. My favorite thing about that was how hard he hit, was it Rashee Rice?
That's mm-hmm. right.
And then he was hyped. And then immediately, I think it was the center for the Chiefs came over. You know how they always do.
Yeah.
And Petrie immediately put his hands up, like, we good.
What,
we good?
No, but he also, what
he
are you doing?
Football,
that was
man.
A clean hit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, that could have easily went the other way around where he was with a guy in the dude's face, but he was just like, hey, that's a clean hit, brother.
How about
this
one?
We out here playing football.
How about this one from the 832 when Ryans gave up defensive play calling?
That one,
not bad.
I'm still trying to figure that one out because I haven't seen the requisite figuring out of all the other head coaching things. However, they getting these wins, so who am I to talk? Matt Burke has been fantastic.
Matt Burke,
he has been very good.
Yeah.
All right, we continue on in the loop here on a Sports Radio 610 Victory Reaction Monday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where the Texans pick is getting better. Well, not that one. But then also, what the hell is Kevin Stefanski doing? We'll do all that next.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.